The Braille Legacy, a totally new musical by Sébastien Lecresnoy and Jean-Baptiste Saudré, tells the story of the young Louis Braille. I went to meet the two lead actors to discuss the production and its reception by their audiences and the VI community.
I come here cap in hand, so listen to me please. The children that I teach are blind and they're in want.
I'm here now in the Charing Cross Theatre with Jerome Predon and Jack Wolfe, who are starring in The Braille Legacy, which is currently running and has a couple of audio-described performances coming up. Jerome, you have a strong background in musical theatre. What was different about being part of this production?
For the first time in my life, we were all gathered around a table and we were all asked to bring ideas about writing or rearranging the script. At some point, I went with Jack and we literally invented our first scene. And then Tom Sutherland came and said, well, this I like, this won't do. But everybody was throwing ideas and it was very exciting, very challenging, fantastically new process for me.
What's the relationship between your character, Dr. Pigneau, and Louis Braille?
Well, it's typically a father-son relationship. He pushes him, he becomes his mentor, and he was one of the very few progressive men in this time. He wanted Braille to be immediately used, and the government, all the big structures said no. You cannot do that. This is alien to our culture. We cannot give the blind a subculture that has nothing to do with us. And he resigns.
Now, in terms of audio description, there are two performances coming up. How much do you think the show has to offer for visually impaired people who might not be able to make it to the audio described performances?
I think there is enough in the show for a visually impaired audience to follow it without the audio description, simply because it's a musical as well, and it's all about sound. It's all about the speech, the voice, the music, and the storytelling is there. You don't necessarily need to see things. And in the production itself, because the set revolves and you sort of lose your balance as to where you are, what is your cue. The set designer, the costume designer, Tom Sutherland's direction, they've all thought a lot about how could they work on a piece that's about blindness. You could actually close your eyes and you could still follow the story.
So how do you think you'll be able to judge the success of this show?
I don't know. What I can say is that the audiences that we get are loving it. We get standing ovations, even if the house is small. It's wonderful, and I would love this show to be extended or to go somewhere, to go on tour, or to have another life. I'm very passionate about this show. I love it. It's an absolute pleasure to be in this and to tell this story, because it's very moving. It's very it changes you. Because it says things like there are things that we can do in our life to improve our life. And I think this is very topical. It's a show with which everybody can identify in a sense that it tells the story of the liberation of a group of people, as it would for instance, black people, the civil rights. It's about that. It's about telling the story of how can a group of people take responsibility for themselves and say, enough, no, we want to have a life like everybody else. And that's what Louis Braille did.
Thank you very much, Jerome. Okay, so now I'm turning over to Jack Wolfe. How much did you know about Louis Braille before you auditioned for the role?
So not much at all. And I feel like that's a lot of the audience members have said the same thing. He's a real hero in terms of this kind of superhuman thing that he did at 15. The idea is that also he was just a boy and just a normal boy who wanted the same things as everyone else has. As soon as I kind of announced that I was playing this part, I was contacted by a lot of my friends and a lot of my family who said to me, you do realise this is very important for you, don't you? Because my father is blind, or my friend is blind, or in my family I didn't know that my little brother was blind as a baby for a couple of months. Things like that, that I wasn't aware of how connected I was to this.
As a sighted actor, how difficult is it to portray a blind or partially sighted person on stage?
My biggest fear, again, at coming to this project, was that I would have to learn how to act blind, in quotation marks. But I think it was a big point from the offset that there's not any point in the show that any actor is literally portraying a blind person. The blindness of the characters also serves as a metaphor. That's how I was able to put that across. In that respect, I don't play blind, but I play a 15-year-old boy. What stunned me as well, when you're given the role of a historical hero, as it were, it's very easy to begin to play a hero. But this boy, and what we play with a lot in this show, he wasn't trying to be a hero. It's by trying to become the best version of himself, by trying to aid things for himself to be able to read, for himself to be able to gain knowledge and become the best Louis he can be. By doing that, and by improving on somebody else's technique, he was able to liberate this entire community. At the heart, Louis Braille was just a child.
And how does it feel to be portraying such an important figure in the VI community?
It's a huge honour. I don't feel I've deserved yet. I wasn't aware of the challenges faced by visually impaired actors in this country. And it's something that, from beginning rehearsals, I was roughly aware of and began ticking away until I read responses to our show. It's been made very obvious to me by the RNIB and by producers that every effort was put into place to make this accessible and available. Our piece is telling a wonderful story, and I think it's an important story. We're still in a workshop stage. I think Tom's directed something beautiful. I think we've created something that we're very proud of. But by the end of this run, the show still won't be finished. And that's the miracle of a new show, is that it's able to change and able to respond to feedback from an audience. There are actors who aren't having their voices heard. There are so many beautiful storytellers who aren't having the platform. So I can totally understand the criticism. But it has really taught me about this fight that's happening that really needs support from sighted actors. So I would love, I'm hopefully making that a part of my performance now as well. I can see in this 15-year-old boy lots of things that are similar to me, and I can play a character, and I can play a boy fighting for something he believes in, put it against under adversity, and use that with my own experience of life. You know, very naively I started this process, but I only know now from being part of this process later on, is something that actors and musicians and performers are having to deal with. And I don't think it should just be in this production that happens to be about a blind boy. It should be all theatrical productions, you know, bigger commercial musicals in the West End. It's something that has to be made more accessible all the way around. But for now, I get the honour, and it is really an honour, of being part of Tom's beautiful production, that I get to spend 2 months playing this wonderful boy and hopefully just find as much truth in that aspect of him as possible.
Thank you, Jack Wolfe.
Thank you very much.